I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Nothing like a dumb story out of my home state of Michigan. This happened in the west side at a place called Newaygo County, but this is the western part of Michigan. And I guess there are these two brothers, or at least this guy's having an argument with his brother. And earlier this year, they were hunting for deer. It was like a private camp, so they weren't just in the woods, but like a private spot to do this. And I guess their dad wasn't there, but they decided, you know what? I'm going to mess up my brother's hunting experience, maybe so he could get more deer. So what the guy did, he sprayed the entire area around his brother's hunting stand with deer repellent. So no deer would come there. Well, his brother's apparently not that dumb. He figured it out, and I guess there was trail cameras, like, you know, like along the way. So usually people see, like, oh, this is where the deer come.
Right.
But his brother reviewed the film, like, what's my brother laying down? What's he doing?
And it's so he busted him.
Yeah, he got that deer repellent, and he got the whole thing on camera. Apparently, he charged his brother, I never heard of this, with hunter harassment.
This is real? He wasn't just like, oh, good joke, you got me.
He was really mad, but it's real. But also, hunter harassment? I've never heard of that.
I mean, I feel like if you got shot by somebody.
Yeah, he's also in big trouble. He's facing a separate charge of baiting deer when prohibited. So this guy is not in a good spot. And this family, they're going to have an awkward Christmas.
Absolutely.
Ho, ho, ho. Woo. To jail you go. That is your dummy of the day. You can check it all out at joemckenzie.com.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmckenzie.com.
I know this seems weird, but as I was reading more into this, it makes sense. People are stealing things that are expensive at high-end, like 4- and 5-star hotels. For example, TVs. The reason why, they don't want people to actually report the crime. They don't want to have that on the record. So you might steal the TV, Mackenzie, and they don't do anything about it.
That's interesting. Even because I feel like everything is sensitized. Like even the snack bar, if you pick it up, they can tell.
Beep, beep.
Well, it doesn't beep. It's just it's a magnet. So they know.
Now, here's my thing. I have stolen something from a hotel. I will share that. I'm not proud of it, but I will talk about that. But I want to hear from you. And if you need to be anonymous, you're worried you could go to jail or get in trouble. We understand that. We're not an ARC. 833-563-2539. Call into Joe McKenzie and tell us, what did you take from a hotel or maybe a motel? Besides bed bugs.
Other than those little shampoos and stuff. Okay. That's okay.
We'll be right back. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.